we know that what a huge percentage of Americans work for small and medium-sized business in this country. We also know that broadband is critical to our economy and to the future of our country and our competitiveness around the world. And it's important to small businesses and to their success. So it's one of the reasons why Chairman Jenikowski at the FCC has decided that this is one of our core areas to focus on in his tenure. And as part of National Small Business Week, which is going on right now, this week we convened a roundtable here at the FCC with cybersecurity experts and leaders from both the public and private sector from around the country and brought them here to discuss what small and medium-sized businesses can do, what steps they can take to protect themselves, their customers, and their data.
What are the primary maybe areas, I don't want to say, where the things that they don't know about, because I find it hard to believe in 2011 that a small business can exist and not at least be aware of cybersecurity challenges. But what are the things that they're asking you about? What are the things that they need your help with the most?
You know, really, it's the basics. I mean, the large companies face different challenges than small companies, obviously, and have different means to be able to afford certain infrastructure. But we know that 75% of small businesses have reported being attacked in the last 12 months, and half of them don't have any cybersecurity plan. So the first basic step is to make sure that they have a plan. What we did is put out as part of this effort 10 tips for small businesses. These are basic steps that need to be taken. They're cost-effective steps, but ones that all businesses can do and ones that will help, according to experts, prevent a lot of attacks and make sure that their data is not exposed. And it's everything from, number one on our list, training employees in security principles, to providing firewall security for internet connections, to securing Wi-Fi networks. You know, the passwords, that if you log into someone's Wi-Fi network and you have to access a password, we believe that's essential. And there's so many homes and businesses around the country that don't have their password, don't have their Wi-Fi encrypted, and that exposes them to attack. So there are a series of simple things that businesses can do to really protect themselves.
Well, and then there is the issue of common sense in doing that security, because there was the story that I think now is close to a year old, where the most commonly used password is the word password.
Right, that's right. One of our tips, as you point out, is require individual users accounts for each employee and make sure that way they don't all share passwords, because it's not just having password as your password, but it's everybody sharing accounts, mm-hmm. and then there's no protection for the data that you may have that you don't want your colleague necessarily having access to, whether that's credit card numbers for your customers, which we heard from a gentleman this week was exposed only because he didn't encrypt it. They didn't have anything encrypted, and they got to credit card information for some of his customers, and it cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
We have a link to the Cyber for Small Biz webpage that you've set up in your cybersecurity tip sheet at federalnewsradio.com. As you reach out to these small businesses, are you experiencing any pushback because they're thinking, why should the government be telling me about how to keep my network secure, that kind of stuff?
It's a great question. You know, what we believe in doing here, and the chairman has hit this point on so many issues we're facing. This is about public-private partnership. We're not here to tell people what to do. We're here to try to provide information, and most of this information comes from suggestions from the private sector and some of our public sector friends who've given us very good advice. And what we're doing is, and the people we brought around the roundtable, including McAfee, HP, Symantec, Thomson Reuters, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, former Secretary of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff, the reason we're bringing all these people from the private sector together is because they've committed to get the information out to their customers and to provide this information to all the people that they deal with in their organizations and their companies. To me, the only way this works is if companies can get the information out to their customers and to other small businesses and organizations help. We're not going to push this out. This is not a government-only driven solution. It's about the private sector driving this.
Josh Gottheimer, thank you very much for being on the program today. It's great to talk
Thanks
to you about this.
Congratulations on the last show.